Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. The federal opposition is wanting the legal advice on including First Nations people in our constitution before deciding whether to support the referendum this year. The Liberal Party is set to meet in Canberra next week to vote on it. PM Anthony Albanese says it's time to get on board.
Peter Dutton needs to get real about this. This isn't about him and it's not about me. This is about whether we are a better country going forward. It's whether we can recognise Indigenous Australians in our nation's birth certificate.
A man's been arrested after a tense standoff on Harrison Island in the city overnight. A large police presence descending on the island. The 25-year-old Baldivis man now in custody is charged with evading police. A 15-year-old is fighting for life in Royal Perth Hospital this morning after an e-scooter collided with a car in our northern suburbs. Police say it happened around 6:30 last night on Hepburn Avenue in Kingsley. Anyone with dash cam there is being asked to contact police. Transgender women will not be able to compete in elite female athletics events. World Athletics President Seb Coe says the ruling will be enforced from the end of this month and it applies to those who've transitioned after male puberty.
The World Athletics Council has today taken the decisive action to protect the female category and to do so by restricting the participation of transgender and DSD athletes.
But the governing body isn't saying no forever, adding it's setting up a task force to study trans inclusion. In sport, North Melbourne has stood down Taron Thomas indefinitely following fresh allegations overnight. The club says he needs more progress on his behavioural program towards women. Kangaroos coach Alistair Clarkson at Melbourne Airport this morning keen to focus on the game at Optus Stadium tomorrow against Frio.
Listen, let's just talk about Fremantle, eh? He's answered 10 questions, I've answered 6. We've got a game of footy to play and we can't deal with any of that until we know all the detail of it.
Last night, Carlton beating Geelong at the MCG by 8 points. Tonight, it's the Lions and Melbourne.